Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav in Maseches Nazir. So there are two occasions that a regular Nazir has to shave his head. Every Nazir shaves his head when he finishes his Nazirus. That's Tiglachas Tara. And also, if a Nazir becomes Tameh Lemeis, he has to shave his head as part of what he has to do in order to restart his Nazirus, and that's called Tiglachas Tumah. So Tiglachas HaTumah Ketzad, what is the procedure for Tiglachas HaTumah? Meaning, if a Nazir became Tameh Lemeis, and therefore he needs to start his Nazirus all over again, what should he do? So he would have a haza'ah of the water that's mixed with the Efer Parah Aduma sprinkled on him on the third and seventh days after he became Tameh, and then he would shave his head on the seventh day after being sprinkled, and he went to the mikveh, and then he waited until nightfall, and then he becomes completely tahar, and then he brings his karbonos on the eighth day to start his Nazirus all over again, meaning the eighth day is the day after his Tahara. So the Mishnah tells us the halacha of a Nazir who finished his Tahara from Tumah on the seventh day, but didn't shave until the eighth day. If he shaved on the eighth day, maybe Karbanos Babiyom, he's still allowed to bring Karbanos that day and start counting his Nazirus on that day. He doesn't need to wait till the next day. Different Rabbi Akiva. That's at least Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So not everyone is so sure about Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Akiva, Ma ben zel metzora. What's the difference between this case of a Nazir Tameh, who if he waits to shave until the eighth day, that he could bring his karbanos that very same day, and a metzora, who if he waits to shave his body until the eighth day of his Tara process, is not allowed to bring his karbanos until the following day. That's the din by a metzora. He has to wait until the day after he shaves to bring his karbanos. So I'm allowed, Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Tarfon, very simple. When it comes to a Nazir Tameh, his tahara really depends on 7 days of tahara, and not really on his shaving. His tahara was already finished the previous day because he went through 7 days. So why not allow him to shave on the eighth day and bring his korbanos on that very same day? But a mitzora tahara sotuyah b'taglachto. The tahara of a mitzora depends on his shaving. He doesn't become tahar until he shaves his entire body and then goes to the mikveh. It's based on a pasuk that we learn that that's what the Rav points out over here, that the it says in the pasuk, b'yom hashviyi galeches kol saharo. Then it says v'rochatzes b'sar b'mayim. So if he's tavel ad shlo galach, the tefila doesn't count. So if he's megaleach b'shmini, he still needs another tefila in Harav Shemesh, and therefore he cannot bring his karbanos until the ninth day. Anyway, the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Ve'inu may be karban ele imkein hayom ha'orav Shemesh. A mitzvah is not allowed to bring a karban until the day is over after the tefila. So the mitzvah is never allowed to bring his karban on the very day that he shaves, because he can't go to the mikveh till after he shaves, and then he's going to require a Harav Shemesh before he can bring his karban. So it's always going to have to be on the following day. Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah describes what about when Tiglachas Tara Ketzad, Hatara Ketzad, when a person gets through the Nazirus, Bitahara. So what does the Tiglachas look like at the end of that? So he takes three animals, a Chatos, an Ola, and a Shlamim, Veshochid as a Shlamim, Galeachaleim. He shechs the korban shlamim, which was the last of the three animals, and then he shaves his head after that, meaning after he shechted all three animals. Shlamim is the last of them, so he shaves his head after shechting all three. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar Omer, lohei megaleich ela lachatas. No, he'd only shave his head after the shechting of the chatas. Shachatas kodemus b'kal makom. Whenever there are several korbanos to be brought, chatas always comes first. So the Nazir shaves his head right after he shechts the korban chatas, which is the first of the three karbanos that he brings. But the truth is, if he shaves his head after any of the three karbanos, he still fulfilled his chiyuv, and nothing is, you know, it doesn't set him back. The whole machlokas over here is what is the lechachila. So even if he shechted the karbanos out of order, the shechita of any one of them is enough to allow him to conclude his nazirus, and everyone agrees to that, and we derive that from a pasuk as well. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Vav we said that the way to glachas tumah is done is that he would do hazah shlishi yishvi, he'd be megaleach on the seventh day, and then he'd bring his korbanos on the eighth day. But if he wasn't megaleach on the seventh day, he waited till the eighth day, Rabbi Akiva holds he could bring his korbanos on that very same day, and Rabbi Tarfon said, no, just like a mitzora can't bring his korbanos on that day, so the mitzora would have to do it to glachas on the eighth day, and then bring korbanos on the ninth day. So the same should be true for the Nazir as well. So Rabbi Akiva responded, no, because by a Mitzorah, the Teglachas is what affects the Tahara, whereas by Nazir, it's the days that affect the Tahara. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said, how do you do a Teglachas Tahara? You bring three Korbanos, a Chatas, an Ola, and a Shlamim. You shecht the Shlamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shlamim, which is the last of the Korbanos, and that's when you do the Teglachas. According to Rabbi Lazar, no, when you shecht the Chatas, which is the first of the Korbanos, that's when you do the Teglachas. But everyone agrees that if you do the Teglachas after any of the Korbanos, even if you do the Korbanos out of order, that that's still going to be effective. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches.